tonight, a sharp rise in flu cases raising alarm among medical experts. In just 1 week, according to CDC data, flu-related illnesses jumping more than 60% from 4.6 million to 7.5 million. Hospitalizations also spiking more than 60% from 49,000 to 81,000, and more than 1,200 deaths have been reported. 29 states now reporting very high or high rates of illness, including New York, which just reported its most ever cases in a week. Some schools closing early for the holiday break due to widespread illness.
We had about an hour where the phone was just ringing off the wall and parents calling kids in sick.
CDC data showing last year's child flu deaths reached their highest level since the 2009 swine flu pandemic. Experts say vaccination rates among kids, down 10% compared to before the pandemic, are partially to blame.
The concern is the amount of patients presenting. That can put strain on the hospital system, limit resources, and treating the complications can become even more difficult.
The CDC says the bulk of cases are linked to a new variant called Subclade K, which has mutations that appear to have resulted in a mismatch with this year's flu vaccine. Doctors say getting the vaccine will still reduce the risk of severe illness.
With the CDC's data is released on a delay, that means these latest figures are from the week before Christmas, so current flu levels are likely even higher.